Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1, text 132. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Sangha Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Mara Hari Dasa Ari Yatta Kanda Vasi Shivananda Sena Sangi Nilala Shabhi Asi. Eventually, Narahari Das and other inhabitants of Kanda, along with Shivananda Sena, all arrived, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them. Om Jnana Simurandasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Sakshuram Udamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Vapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Yupa Kadamayam Sadati Snapadam Sikam Adadanas Janam Dante Vidamya Che Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Ulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yudbhakti Rasam Payatnai Papayam Amanabhipshamandam Kripam Guhiya Paradrupa Duki Sanatanastam Prabhumastriyami. Okay, it's okay, it's just not that loud. I'm afraid it will affect the Pancha Kalpa Turubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Pratitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Greetings from Albany, New York. Yesterday was the Kirobhav Titi Mahotsava, the disappearance festival of Srila Rupa Goswami. So the devotees here kindly invited me up for the weekend at this little, very beautiful house that serves as the center of the activities here. And we had a little Hari Katha festival for the weekend, a chakra, and the disabled also here. We gave his Bhagavad Gita. In the morning, he does a Sangha Bhagavad Gita. And then from 11 to 1, we had Kirtan and Katha about Rupa Goswami. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada. Say Mora Sampada. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Say Mora Sampada. Say Mora Bhajana Pujana. Say Mora Bhajana Pujana. Say Mora Bhajana Pujana. Say Mora. And then there was their regular Saturday feast program, and many people came. And then this morning, we have our Sangha here. And then we go to one Bengali family for lunch and kirtan. Very nice, Rupa Goswami. Adadanas Trinam Dhanter. Trinam, like Trinad, straw, grass. sons here in our teeth. See the mood of a Vaishnava. Andadanas Chanandantir. I'm bowing down. Andadanas Chanandantir. With straw in my teeth. Idam Yache. And I'm begging. Puna Puna. Again and again. Srimad Rupa Padam Boja. Duli. I am begging what? Sri Rupa Padam Boja Duli for the dust of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. Srimad Rupa Padam Boja Duli Sham Janra Janri. Birth after birth after birth. This term, birth after birth after birth, is a very, very heavy term. Everyone I asked yesterday also to consider their life in the last 10 years. Last 5 years, the last year, the last 10 weeks. Would you like to do that again? Janmini, Janmini. But the Vaishnava, again and again. I'm begging, birth after birth. If I can get the dust, we're discussing the feet, the lowest part of the body, and the dust, the bottom of the feet. So see the mood of a Vaishnava. How a Vaishnava respects a Vaishnava. The dust of his feet, it's worth then, Janmini, Janmini, the birth. So we're appreciating so much, and it's a very nice Vaishnava community. Very cooperative and sweet. And we're appreciating so much these prayers of the Vaishnavas and how they are respecting so much the devotees, valuing them so much. And that's actually a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is respecting Krishna and things in relationship to Krishna. So much. A petal falls from the garland that's offered to the deities on the floor. One picks it up and puts it on his head. So much love, so much respect. And so I'm not going to give a whole class on Rupa Goswami, but I think on Wednesday, if any of you are not in any temple function, I'll probably speak about Balaram. And the following week, which is Janmashtami, I think I'll have an extended class on Krishna's pastimes. I'm not sure yet. Maybe I'll be up here, then we'll go for 2-3 hours through Krishna's Janmalila, verse by verse, with the commentaries or something like that. But Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishnam, Mano Bishnam, the inner secrets of the mind, was given to Rupa Goswami. If you want to serve someone, they have to let you know what they want. And to let you know what they want, they have to open their heart to you. And if they have to open their heart to you, they will only do it if you love them and will use their inner desires for service and not exploitation. Just think of your inner desires. Who can you reveal those inner desires to? It may be a deep problem that you need solved, your inner desire. It may be a dark side of yourself that you need to correct, your inner desire. It may be some affection you have that's private, an inner desire. Who can you give that to? Only one who has given himself to you. Otherwise, the fear is there that this inner desire will be exploited. Even the inner desire of Vaishnava, it may have so much inner sentiment, it may be his relationship with Krishna. But if he reveals it, how exploited it can be. Oh, he's Sajya, right? Who is he? Think he is. See how it can be exploited. So who did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give his deepest inner desire to? Rupa Goswami. Why? Because Rupa Goswami was an object of his mercy. Why? Because he gave himself heart and soul. Prabhupada gave himself heart and soul to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Vivasayatmika Buddhya A.K.A. Ha Kuru Nandana. Prabhupada saw that commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on that verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Vivasayatmika Buddhya A.K.A. One-pointed intelligence. And Vishwanath to serve Krishna, that's what bhakti means. And in the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that means that one should serve the Guru with his life and soul. And because Prabhupada served it with his life and soul, the desires of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were revealed to him without any confusion. So this is Rupa Goswami's position, and therefore the treasure of our sampradaya, the inner life of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha and Krishna, and the nuances of that relationship, which was never really revealed even in our sampradaya before Madhavendra Puri. That treasure was just given to him, and the potency on how to actually explain that according to poetic theory. So it's nice to say something. Now, one nice thing about the class now is people are sometimes sending me questions because I don't leave so much time at the end. But I'm going to answer them. I also write to people personally. But Deepa from Hong Kong asked, I was talking about, I'm going to summarize the question. There's symptoms of Vaishnava Aparad. I described the five symptoms according to Bhakti Sandarbha. Attachment, pride, duplicity. There's different. So the duplicity means that when one commits offense, Aparad, against Bhakti. Hate and love cannot sit in the same place. And when you hate Krishna, aparad, by offending Krishna, his devotees, the Nam, the deity, the Nam, then the worship goes far. The love goes far from your heart. The love. And therefore I describe that in a Vaishnava society, if the aparad is there, then one, when the love is not there, but there's still the, and therefore what's there is desire for, material desire for prestige, and one becomes duplicitous. He poses as a Vaishnava. So the question was asked, what about the devotee? We sometimes go before the deity and we're gazing at the deity, and then perhaps we look, there's like a big crowd in the audience, so maybe we gaze a little more. You know, to see maybe people will think, or we're chanting in a group of people, and somehow we're feeling healthy that day, and we're sitting up straight, and then we close our eyes, and then perhaps we imagine, yeah, everybody's looking at me, that I'm, or different ways. So the question is a very good question. Is that a symptom of Vaishnava Aparad? And my answer was, is that's a little bit different. And the reference I gave was from Jiva Dharma. Jiva Dharma is such a wonderful book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur because it's a novel about people coming to Krishna consciousness just after, in Bengal, just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. And different types of people come. A materialist comes, a Mayavadi comes. And according to the people who come, and their doubts are cleared, and you learn the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And then eventually the people become pure and they're taken to the highest level, so they're instructed in higher subjects. But different people coming to Krishna consciousness. I forgot, I didn't have my library, but one person came and he revealed to his spiritual master that, you know, he has this desire for puja or petitioner. I remember this. Basically, the gist I got, the spiritual master said, well, you know, that's natural. It doesn't disqualify you from devotion. So sometimes, incidentally, our material desires get mixed in with our service when we're doing it. But that's different from duplicity. Duplicity is when there's some cheating involved deliberately. There may be a fine line in one sense, but duplicity, the symptom of duplicity due to offense is when you actually become a cheater. Not that your desires are incidentally mixed in with your devotional service. And it's interesting because this, I'm telling you all now a secret, but I have no secrets now. When I was first approached to take up the service of initiating people, right, I was very reluctant to do it. And at that time, you know, things have changed a little bit historically, but at that time, Ryan Marge was a friend of the movement and accepted as a person you can go to advice for. So I was in this dilemma, and I thought, now what should I do? Should I do it or not? And then I thought, whether I do it or not, accept the service or not, it's not against Prabhupada's teachings. I could do it or I could not do it. So this is this question I can ask a senior Vaishnava. You know, what's the problem? Because I was saying, so it's interesting, and I went to him, and when I asked him that question, you know, his answer was, you know, was it approved? And I said, yes, it was approved. It was a process of approving it. I could do it. I'm not doing it independently. And then he kind of looked, and then he said, then I order you to do it. No. Then what happened is very interesting. I told him that this is my dilemma. I said, on one side, because I was saying, what does Shastra say? Shastra says that one should increase the sampradaya of his, it's his duty. It's mentioned there, Bhakti Rasa Mrita Singha. The duty of a sannyasi is to increase the sampradaya. And that's his duty. I said, but on the other hand, I see in my heart that there's still this puja and pratishtha. You know? And then, anyway, I don't know if I should... Anyway, then Marge said, he said, well, because then he said, okay, then I order you to do it, not me, but Prabhupada through me. And he said, but hey, don't think you're a guru, but do it as a service to your spiritual master. Different things like this. But then I was realizing that his book of study was Jiva Dharma. And I was reading that book, so I realized it's the same thing, that sometimes that these desires can be incidental. Now, it doesn't mean that they're good. And it doesn't mean that when we pretend, that's good. But I'm just saying there's a difference between being a sadhaka and practicing Krishna consciousness, you know, and the core subtle desires arise in the consciousness incidentally, and being actually duplicitous and being a cheater. And actually, you know, deliberately pose it. Anyway, and therefore, to actually judge ourselves and gear what our status is, or, you know, are we, you know, cheating or just incidental, you know, things are subtle, it's sadhu sangha. And actually, my godbrother Pradyumna gave me a term, sadhu sarg. The friction of the sadhu. We advance by the friction of the sadhu. We associate with the sadhu sangha. And sadhu sangha means what? It doesn't mean hanging out with the devotees. Sadhu sangha means more advanced. Or more advanced or at least equal. That's sadhu sangha. I got to get some sangha. Let's go to the pizzeria. Sadhu Sangha, it means more advanced. And in that association, it's like a mirror to our heart. We'll know. Same thing with going to the Dham, Vrindavan. very gentle, always says, if you go to the Dom in the proper way, it's like holding a mirror up to your false ego. So the devotees, the Dom, the deities, the Nam, sincerely approaching them will be like a mirror to our heart. But the devotee is especially powerful because, and it's like, it's like a book you can close. You can't close the devotee. He can come to you. And we see that, too. I remember Gopi Pranadana and Gauri Jhampabhu were sitting at Prabhupada's appearance day in Vrindavan. And, you know, there's such a variety of people who've read the same books and come up with such different conclusions about who Prabhupada is, you know. I mean, you got from one thing, you know, the arch conservatives to Iendra and Manjari Bhav. They're all talking about the same person and the same philosophy and the same books. But it's good to have Sadhu Sangha more advanced. If they can come to you and they can actually tell you. And it just doesn't mean the next generation. It means among your own generation. There are devotees who are more advanced, and we seek out their association. And by opening our hearts to them and associating with them, we get an honest sense of ourselves. So I wanted to make that distinction because I said it's very heavy. It's a symptom of aparadha, you know, duplicity comes. So it just doesn't mean incidental desires for Pratishtha and Puja, which are in us until we become very advanced. And because they're in us, catch yourself. If you're starting to chant, oh Krishna, please engage me in your service, right? And then you're chanting and you know, and then you start to sit up and you close your eyes and then you start imagining that everyone's looking at me by my power of my concentration and focus, what an advanced devotee I am. Stop. Don't say it's just incidental. Because then it becomes cheating. You don't stop, it becomes cheating. If you go, yeah, this is good. If you say, no, stop, it becomes cheating. Okay, there's another question, but I'm going to say, Prana asked a nice question also. So. Okay, so now, this is nice. So what we have here is now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come back from his tour in South India, and he's back to Puri, and he's in that internal mood of cultivating the mood of the best devotee, Srimati Radharani. And he's in that mood, and he's deeply in that mood. And that mood and ecstasy, and therefore the ecstasy means the attachment, and the separation is increasing. And then they have the Snan Yatra, the bathing ceremony. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at a separation, he goes to Alalanath, who is a four-arm deity. But he sees two arms, just as when the gopis left the rasa dance. And Radharani, first the gopis, and they saw Krishna was hiding from the other gopis because he wanted to be with Radharani in his four-handed form. And they came, did you see Krishna? But when Radharani came by, and Krishna couldn't maintain the Aishwarya, two of the hands left, and his two hands. So when he went to Alalana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani, and saw the four-handed form revealed the two-handed form, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collapsed out of separation. His Jagannath had left. He collapsed out of separation. And his body melted in the stone. I'm going to go to that place this year in January. I've never been there till now. I want to pay my obeisances in that place. So, the devotees are coming back and we have this incredible scene. And we have King Kataparudra, the poor soul. He's the king, but he's the poor soul. Why is he the poor soul? Because the sannyasi, who's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not see the king. Why? Because it's the embodiment of materialism. Because, again, I'll make that point, to rule people, you use whatever facilities you can to rule. You have the power, the dunda, but a good king wants to invoke the reverence of the people. The more cooperative it is, the easier it is. And because people in this world are conditioned, they see greatness in terms of Aishwarya. So the king has to manifest Aishwarya. He has to wear jewels in the crown. He has to have a harem sometimes and big palaces, even if he's very detached, to help him in his ruling. And therefore, in those days, the sannyasi would not come into that environment. The king would, and then when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, "Promise me, Mahapshetanamu, I want to ask you a question, you won't become angry." And he said, "Okay, ask me. I'll let you ask whatever you want. Without fear, you may ask." He said, "Well, there's this great king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You know, can you meet him?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Do not ask that question, or I may lead like really heavy." He said, even a king like Prataparudra, he said, is like a poison serpent. Something like, it's poisonous. He said, just like a wood doll of a woman still may invoke those sentiments of lust. It's just wood. It's not the real thing. Still invoke. It's just a saintly king, but as long as the form is there, you should not associate. That's the form of materialism. Just as the form of a lady, it still has the attraction. Do not associate. He said, so he's telling him that. King Prataparudra, and he's very crushed. And then Ramananda Roy comes, and he says, "Yeah, can I submit a proposal?" And he says, "You know, I'm here now. Why am I here now? I was a big minister. I came to King Prataparudra to say, dear king, I want to leave my service because I want to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." That king immediately got off his throne. He embraced me. He was overwhelmed with ecstasy. His hairs were standing on end just by chanting your name. And then he said, "You have a full pension for the rest of your life." He said, "I am unfit to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by your mercy, perhaps in my next life." So the devotee, it's actually so nice. The whole secret of spiritual life. You have to please the devotees. And if you please the devotees, you're pleasing Krishna. And that's exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Because the king showed you so much love, certainly Krishna will accept. And King Prataparudra says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is petit pavana. He's come to deliver the whole world except one person. King Prataparudra. I will give up my life. I don't even care to live. That's devotee. When you love, then your life is the object of your love. And without that object, you have no life. This is separation. This is the king's spirit. And this will come out later, that actually he does get the effect. But when the devotees are coming from Bengal, he's the king. The Vaishnava is the form of the king. They don't want to So he goes with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya up on top of the roof, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya. And they've never seen the great devotees. They've never seen any of the great devotees. So they go on the roof. Now let's put ourselves on the roof by Lake Narendra Sarovara, the entrance there to Puri. And then, who starts to come in? 200 Mahabhagavas from Kanda, Kuliniagram, and Navadvipa. The great devotees start to come. And they're absolutely effulgent. And they're doing kirtan, pranam kirtan, not professional kirtan. The kirtan that's mixed with that braja bhakti, that love of the residents of Vrindavan. It's enriched with that sentiment. The kirtan that's embodying the heart of love for Srimati Radharani and Rajendranandana Krishna. And that kirtan, and he's watching that, and who's up front? And Advaita Acharya. And who else? Srivas Thakur. The Panchatattva is coming. Gadadhar Pandit. Haridas Thakur. Vasudev Datta. Of all the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first went to Vasudeva, they went to Advaita, then Vasudeva Datta. And he looked at his brother Mukunda Datta, who was a great devotee. And Vasudeva was older. And Vasudeva said, "Why are you coming to me? I only met you through Mukunda. And Mukunda was your childhood friend." And he said, "I got two books for you." Krishna Karnamrita and Brahma Samhita. And then all of the devotees started looking at the books. They just couldn't pay $5. They all had to start copying them. They had to copy, wow, all the books. Vasudeva was there. Shivananda Sen, Vasudev Ghosh, Kirtaniers, Nandana Acharya, Nityananda Sen when he came from when he first came to Navadvip, the Prashar Pandit had danced for 72 hours. In modern language, the Vaishnav all-star team, the greats were there. And then Sarup Damodar, and they never seen it. And Govinda, the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they come out to greet them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnav culture, sent them with garlands and sandalwood poles, and they garlanded Advaita Acharya. And Sri Damodar was from Navadvipa, but who? They never met Govinda? Who's all Govinda? He was the dear servant of Ishvara Puri. And Ishvara Puri sent them to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this whole scene of real life. Sri Krishna Bhakti Bhavata, Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavata Mati, Krishna Consciousness Society. Vaishnavas exchanging and sharing something very wonderful in common is that they're all experiencing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they look at each other in love. And that deep sense of sharing. Just like when the cowherd boys went to the Jamuna after the burning of the forest fire. After the burning of the forest fire. And they went to they all collapsed near dead. And Krishna glanced upon them lovingly. And they all experienced the Krishna's mercy in the terms of Krishna's love actually giving them life. And they all awakened and they had a catharsis, a feeling among themselves of unity, because they all experienced the same thing, which was mercy of Krishna. So all these Vaishnavas, they were came. And then, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and they came a little bit closer than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they got into the town, because I know Puri a little bit. When they got near the Gambir and the Jagannath Mandir, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting for them. And then what we see here is a very interesting point comes out in this story, that the ultimate, that the Vaishnava in Rag Marg, he moves by his heart to serve Krishna. And his attachment may, at times, even oversee the regulations and rules. Just like when Ramananda Roy came to Puri, and then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there was this loving exchange, and he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did you see Jagannath yet? He said, no, I came here first. He said, why did you come here first? First you should come see the Supreme Lord. And he said, my Lord, said, my legs are like a chariot, but my mind is like the driver. And I've come here first to you. And therefore, when all the devotees, they met, and they started doing this kirtan, and of course, when King Pataparuja, because Gopinathacharya, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya never saw these devotees either, but Gopinathacharya was in Navadvipa. So he started pointing them out. And then when they started to do that praying kirtan, King said, I never saw anything like that. And then after the initial greetings, they thought that the devotees would go to the Jagannath Mandir. But they all ran to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then everyone was surprised, because when you traditionally come to a holy place, you first bathe in the holy river. You shave your head and you bathe in the holy river before you take anything to eat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered the Jagannath Prasad. They were eating. The someone said, what's going on? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I had these same rules and regulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke me up one morning, a Brahmin, who even among us, gets up and starts to eat, right? Can you imagine that? Even us as fallen Vaishnavas, imagine waking up in the morning and rubbing our eyes and going down to the refrigerator, taking something out to eat. No, yeah, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately, he honored the prasad, broke all the rules. If that was more important, I knew also one sadhu who for 50 years had followed Chaturmasya strictly. I knew this sadhu, Vaishnav sadhu, 50 years. And they, when they say no spinach during this month, it's that includes lettuce, it includes broccoli, anything green, forget it. And already they don't take so many types of vegetables, and it's so restricted. That's just it. But for the whole Chaturmasya, so he came, and he was at during Kartik, he was giving a series of lectures at the Radha Govinda Mandir in Jaipur. And the pujari gave him some prasadam. And the prasadam had something he couldn't take in Chaturmasya, and he took it. He thought honoring Rupa Goswami's deities, Radha Govinda, and getting this mercy takes precedent. And he quoted the CC. Now the devotees, when they came, they took the prasad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the prasad. Now saying this, we all now shouldn't exploit this and become spontaneous devotees and not follow any rules and regulations. Because if you're not on that platform, you're cheap. Okay, now, so eventually Narahari and other Akhanda came, along with Shivananda Sen, all arrived, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them. So all the different devotees are actually coming. And Narahari, we know he's a very exalted devotee, In fact, one of his disciples, who was also named Nataharī, wrote a book called Bhakti Ratnakar, or In His Rhyme, which is a famous book, authorized book, telling about so many of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including the first Gaura Purnima festival at Kaituri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, although they already left the planet, manifested, and where the first deities of Gornitai, and also this Braj Mohan deity, Radha Krishna deity, so many deities were established. So this Nahari, Srinahari, that's from that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even recognizing how confidential he was to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's enjoying love from both the perspective of the Supreme Lord, the object of love, the beloved, and also from the perspective of the devotee, the subject of love, the lover. So sometimes, even though he's in kirtan, in Srivasangam, and the kirtan is, what is the kirtan? The kirtan is Krishna. And what is the devotee? The devotee is, has their eternal relationship with Krishna. So it was the rasa dance. All the Gaura Bhaktas in that mood of Gopi Bhav doing kirtan. Srivasangam is rasa stali in Navadvip, in Gaura Lila. They're doing kirtan and they're relishing so much the mood of the devotee in relationship to worshiping the Supreme Lord. And that's the rasa dance. The rasa dance is the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is in the middle of all his devotees, relishing the gopis. See, the mood, the devotees in the mood of the gopi, bhava, rasam, natam, the bhari, kalonamam, the mood, the six Goswamis are in that mood. But sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reveal his position as God. And he would say, I am he, I am he, and he would sit on the altar. And then they had the artik. And we have the Gaura artik, right? And all the chief associates are there. So who is fanning with the chamara? Narahari Hari Kari Chamara Julaya Sanjaya Vukunda Asi Gosha. So the chamara, this is Nahari. And in Krishna Leela, he was a gopi named Madhumati, one who got the honey. This was a seva. Imagine that type of seva. Somehow harvesting the honey to bring. So even when Lord Nityananda came to Sri Kanda, he started calling out, because Nityananda is what? He's Balaram. What does Balaram like to drink? The runi. Honey beverage. He's calling out in ecstasy. I want my honey. And he arranged. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when anyone would sing Gaura Kirtan, what would he do? Vishnu, Vishnu. He wouldn't allow Gaura Kirtan. Glorification of himself. He was in the mood of a devotee. But when Nahari would sing, he was so beautiful in his singing. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would only allow him to sing Gaura Kirtan. Very exalted. So, and Krishna Das Kaviraj, Nahari Dasa Adi Yata Kandavasi. He's heading the list of the devotees from Sri Kanda. So the Bengali devotees arrive, they're all arriving, and they have different groups. And Shivananda Sain, such an exalted devotee. And what a nice service. His service was to manage the other devotees. Especially when they would go on the pilgrimage. Anyone who went to Puri, he would take care of, and he would pay for everything. Very nice, isn't it? Like we went to Pani Happy Festival, the Rubbles, they paid for everything. They took care of everything. If you have the facilities, how nice. See, evidently, he must have been a competent man. He had money. He paid. He managed. Let the devotees be without any worries and enjoy Krishna consciousness. He managed everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy and he was so compassionate. Even one dog came. And you know how us Vaishnavas are with dogs. Right? We scare away the dogs. I see that, right? They throw rocks at dogs, you know? Not like Americans. You know, you don't see Indians with holding dog on a leash with a little plastic bag behind it. I mean, that's inconceivable. I remember the first time this one IIT devotee or something, he came to America, he came to Boston. I was taking a walk with him. And he sees this respectable person walking a dog with a plastic bag behind to sweep up the... I mean, he was like shocked. What kind of country is this? But Shivananda Sena, he had affection for this dog. He paid the toll, the dog can go. And then one day, he's paying money, someone feed it, no one fed the dog. The dog left. He began searching for the dog. Everyone was searching, where is this dog? And then we went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the next day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling the dog, they watched, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. And threw him some mango that he just chewed. And the dog, she was chanting. We saw that when people went with me to Ek Chakra Dham. It's such a blind place and no electricity. We used to stay overnight. And there was one dog that would come on the kirtan, and that dog would chant. It was like bark, Hare Krishna. It was like very interesting. And this prayer is by what Bhaktivinoda Thakur, let me become the dog of the Vaishnava. The mercy, the compassion. So many lessons are there. What is a devotee? It's compassion. The whole premise of Krishna consciousness is very interesting, but in the Chaturshloki, the four verses of the Bhagavatam that exemplify the different Krishna conscious philosophy, the verse that describes abhideya, or the means to attain perfection. It says, sarvatra sarvada. It means that anywhere and everywhere, Krishna consciousness is universal. Right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking the Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, he was saying, he heard a kirtan in the forest. He said, what is that kirtan? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, yes, we're doing kirtan, but how will the non-moving, living entities be delivered? This is what's that book called? Harinam Chintamani. Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Haridas Thakur, and what does Haridas Thakur say? He says, just listen to the forest, the kirtan in the forest, the echo of the kirtan. He said, that is the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. The Shivananda Sena would take care. He would give shelter. And when Raghunath Das Goswami's father became worried, where is my son? Immediately sent word to Shivananda Sena. He sent through Shivananda Sena. There's some money for him. So these are the Vaishnavas. They're coming. And I can get up to the next chapter, but after seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed Sri Gundicha Temple with the assistance of many devotees. After this, Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees saw the Rath Yatra, the car festival ceremony. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself danced in front of the car, and after dancing, he entered the garden. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing, but he's dancing in such a way that even though he's in a circle, he's surrounded by devotees, Each devotee thinks that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is facing him personally. And this is the spiritual world. There's unlimited living entities, but the Supreme Lord is not restricted in his reciprocation. If you go on picnic with Krishna and there's 1 billion cowherd boys, you're still looking at him face to face when you're eating. He's not restricted by time and space. Time and space serves him. And he doesn't lose his individuality. He doesn't become impersonal. A different dimension. I remember, There's one devotee, their mother came from Brooklyn. She's an old lady in like 80s. Used to shop at my mother's store, by coincidence, in Brooklyn. I found out many people did that. Devotees, their mothers, they came from Brooklyn, they shopped at my mother's store. So I found this lady was a psychologist. So she came with her daughter. They were on my program, and she started to dance when we had the kirtan. An old lady started to dance. And then someone asked her, you know, a friend was there, said, you know, how can we lift up that hill? And the mother said, well, if he's God, he said, if you accept that he's God, then nothing's inconceivable or something. It's simple, if he's God, then, you know, if you accept he's God, then he can lift up the hill. What's the problem about lifting up the hill? Why is that a problem? Accept him as God. Okay, I'm going to end here. We're going to go to another program, but if anybody like to ask a question.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, Gail.
Yeah, actually, well, I don't know what to do because in this conversation, I feel like I had a couple of super soul experiences, but I also had a question. So I don't know, because of time constraints, should I just email you the super soul experience and ask you my question or what?
You could do that. If you email me,
uh-huh,
the experience and the question, because it's getting a little late.
Oh. Okay.
Then the next class, I'll listen, because actually, Prema asked a nice question. I only answered one. I'll begin the next class. I'll answer the questions. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Gail. Write it to me now.
Okay.
Okay? And your experience. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? I'm very into the rules, so when I look at my watch and it's late, somehow I can't go over. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna today?
Jai Jyoti Swami here. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, Hare Bo. You're in New Jersey now.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm thinking we'll probably come up here next Saturday when we're together.
Okay.
The devotees are smiling. Okay, well, I'll finalize it, but when we're together, it's really nice little program here. Thank you, Arj. Hare Bo.
Thank you.
I'll
so
see
much.
You soon.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Bo, Maharaj. It's Baladev.
Baladev. Hare Krishna. Jai. Thank you for calling me the other day. Good. Wonderful. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Shastra Das.
Okay, Shastra. I'll call you tomorrow. Somehow I've got to arrange that. Thank you. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Prema Bhakti Mark.
Who's that?
Prema Bhakti Mark.
Prema. Hare Bo. I got your question.
Okay.
I got to meditate on it more because the answer is coming soon. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, we will end for now. Thank you. Vanshikalpa Sarubhya Sakripa Sindhu Vedakalpa Pitaram Pavani.
Ibyo Vaishnavibyo Namo Namaha.